Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. One of the most iconic images from the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombings is that of a stunned young man, his face blackened by smoke and debris, and certainly anguished. His right leg is missing, and he clutches his left as he's frantically wheeled off by a man in a cowboy hat. If not for the hat and for the man's racing bib, it could easily be mistaken for a combat photo. That image hit close to home in New Hampshire when it was revealed that the young man in the photo missing the leg was Jeff Bauman Jr., son of Concord resident Jeff Bauman Sr. The image took on new meanings from the horror of the day to representing kindness, hope, and help and resilience. In the latest issue of Yankee magazine, Mel Allen reflects on the goodness that prevailed a year ago. His article is called The Memories We Choose, and Mel is editor of Yankee magazine. Mel, welcome to the program.
It's really good to be here, Virginia. Thank you.
Well, let's start with that image. There were two versions of it, one carefully cropped that ran in newspapers online, the other showing more fully the real gore of what the blast did. I think we all recall seeing it. What do you think made it so memorable?
Well, there's so many things made it so memorable. One is that the cowboy hat, let's face it, there's a metaphor that we've all grown up with since we were children about the man or the woman in a white hat. Usually it's a man in the cowboy movies coming to the rescue. And here was this guy out of nowhere with a white hat, and he held this Jeff's life in the balance. And I think what made it so memorable is the aftermath, is that Jeff did live. And then he did become friends with his rescuer. And then we learned the story, the behind the story. And we all love heroic stories. And we learned that Carlos Arredondo, this Costa Rican immigrant, had lost his own two sons just over the last couple of years. And here he is with this incredible loss that he carries with him. And here he is saving a young man, basically the age of his sons. I think all that made it so memorable. And plus Jeff, not only did he live, but within his within all his pain was actually documented. The New York Times did a major photo feature of his rehabilitation. And then he would show up at Fenway Park, and then 35,000 people would be on their feet for him. So all this is wrapped up in the story of what good could come from such a horrific day.
Jeff Bauman actually also became the person who helped ID Tamerlan Tsarnaev. So many layers to this story.
Absolutely. And, you could say that Jeff, perhaps by IDing the brothers, maybe even saved other lives down the road, because as we all know, now they had plans to actually do more destruction in New York City.
We learned so many backstories that have given so much depth to the story of the Boston bombing. But your article is called The Memories We Choose. Can we look back at this time and not just remember the trauma? Can we really choose to do it differently?
That's a great question. I mean, I think we do. I think we always do. I'll use an example outside of the Boston bombing. Many of us, many of your listeners, will have lost loved ones. And we will have seen loved ones in the last days or weeks of their lives. And then when our loved ones, when they die, do we choose to remember them in their last week, or do we choose to remember them when they were healthy and when we had family functions together? And I think most of us choose in time to remember the happy moments. And in this case, it wasn't like I was writing about, let's choose happy moments. I was saying, why don't we choose to honor the victims of that day with the goodness that came from it, from strangers helping strangers, not by dignifying these two brothers and their cowardly act. Mm.
So which memories are you choosing? What stories are you bringing forward today?
Well, I'm choosing to remember the incredible impact that social media had with all these people, posting on Facebook and Twitter and so on, saying, I will come pick you up. Tell me where you are. My house is available to you. I choose to remember the incredible the expertise and the heroism of the medical teams that were called into the same kind of duty that Army hospitals are. And, the families of the three people who died they will be touched by this event for the rest of their lives. Their lives will never be the same. We all know that. The lives of people who lost limbs and horrific injuries, their lives will never be the same. However, we remember, and I'm choosing to remember, the hundreds of people whose lives were saved. Mm-hmm. I'm choosing to remember the people whose injuries could have been so much worse had they not been treated so fast. I'm choosing to remember that the total strangers who rushed into the smoke, into the chaos to help other people. And that's just, it is a conscious choice. It's not an accident that a young woman the other day on Meet the Press said, do not mention the names of these two brothers who did this act. And that was her choice. They did mention it, and she was very upset with that. Mm. But she has made the choice not to say their names.
Well, Mel, you've been with Yankee Magazine for more than 30 years. Now, you've thought a lot about New England and how it functions. Tell us a little bit about the place that the Boston Marathon holds in the identity of New England and why it mattered so much that the Bombers chose this event.
Well, that's a great question. I think obviously one thing is just the sheer longevity of the Boston Marathon. You know, we are a region so steeped in history, and here is this athletic event that is just as steeped in history as the region. And secondly, it always comes on Patriots Day. It always comes basically with the first days of spring. So we are all linked together with a historic event with Patriots Day, with Lexington and Concord and all that, and also usually the first warm days. And the Red Sox are playing at 11 o'clock in the morning. So it's more almost like a regional holiday, all happening at once. And then it's a sporting event where we, the public, can get so close to the athletes. It's not like a football game where you're sitting, you know, 50 yards, 100 yards away on some upper top bleacher thing. You are almost can touch the runners as they go by. So it's all these concrete, tangible things rolled into this one event. And let's face it, Boston Marathon does represent resilience and endurance and people training, people who are friends that we know from work or our own family members, and we're coming to support them. It's all rolled into this one 3 or 4 or 5 hour event. And I think when something horrific happens, it's almost like as if you're home. Someone has come and destroyed your home for a while.
Well, you've just brought it to life for me, certainly. Somebody who has been so moved to watch the marathons. But let's talk about how that translates to how we experience tragedy. You know, it's a regional holiday for us when the Boston Marathon and Patriots Day happen. How about a regional as compact as New England and how we experience tragedy?
Yeah, you put your finger on it. There is no other region in America as compact as New England. So when you have something happen in Boston, even if you live in Connecticut or if you live in New Hampshire or if you live in Vermont, with the exception of northernmost Maine, everybody in New England is within 2 or 3 hours of this event. I'm guessing very few people have not actually been on Boylston Street. I'm sure there's very few people who have not kind of strolled, you know, Commonwealth Avenue where the runners go and so on. So when it happens in a region as compact as New England, it happens to all of us. And there's no other region in the country that even comes close to sharing that unity of feeling.
I wonder if it even has more significance after such a long, difficult, snow-laden winter here in New England.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think the marathon that's going to happen next week is probably going to be the most attended, the most watched, and probably going to be the marathon by which we judge all other marathons after this.
Mel Allen, thank you so much for for helping us choose differently today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Mel Allen, editor of Yankee Magazine. His article called The Memories We Choose can be found in the most recent issue of Yankee. It's also on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.